Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
7:13, got a 50% chance for showers primarily later today. Real good chance for rain tomorrow, but then it clears out for the weekend. And for the next week, really, I can't say cools off really, but it's less hot with highs in the mid-80s and maybe some lower humidity. So starting to look a little bit like fall outside. Maybe it'll start to feel like it as well. Jan Moeller joins us now, Executive Director of Invest in Louisiana. Good morning, Jan. How are you?
Good morning, Tommy. I'm great. Thanks for having me on.
You know, I'm thinking about this old conundrum. If a tree falls in the forest and nobody's there to hear it, does it make a noise? Well, the federal government's cutting a long-running food insecurity survey. So if people are hungry and you don't count them, are they still hungry? And I'm thinking the answer is yes.
Absolutely, Tommy. And this is really a confounding and really deeply disappointing decision by the Trump administration to cancel this survey because, like you said, it's simply about information, and we cannot solve a problem if we don't understand the scope of it. So every year, the U.S. Department of Agriculture puts out a comprehensive survey of food insecurity in America, and this is an important subject. This is how we know that about 1 in 6 Louisianans are what we call food insecure, including about 1 in 4 children. That doesn't mean they're starving to death, but it means that they don't always have enough food to eat. They don't always know where their next meal is coming from. And this is a critical problem. It contributes to health issues. It contributes to things like hypertension, poor mental health. Ironically, it can contribute to obesity, and it leads to higher healthcare costs overall when people are food insecure. And so we understand the scope of this problem through this survey that the Trump administration says they're not going to do. And this is a particularly terrible time for this because we have every reason to suspect that food insecurity is about to get worse and is going to continue to get worse because we know inflation is picking back up. The price of groceries is going up every day. The economy is slowing down. There's fewer jobs out there. And now there's a new law, the federal law that the president signed on July 4th, is going to cut back food assistance. So people are going to have fewer benefits to help them make ends meet.
This is not about Republicans or Democrats, but you don't have a right to your own facts. And it seems like maybe we're trying to create facts here and ward off any indications that the economy is not doing well because we just don't want to know if people are food insecure or not, right? I mean, that's especially if it's about to get worse, that's what I'm hearing. That's what it seems like.
I think that's one way of looking at it. Another way would be to say that they've decided that they just don't care whether more people in America are going hungry. And that's disappointing because food insecurity is something that this is a solvable problem. I mean, there are a lot of problems out there. You look at you say, man, I don't know how we're going to solve this issue. But we are the richest country that's ever existed in the history of civilization. And so we can make sure, if we have the political will, that everybody, regardless of their station in life, has enough healthy food to eat, has access to healthy food every single day. That's particularly important for children who are going through, obviously, developmental stages where not having enough food can really hurt them, not just in the short term, but in the long term. We can solve this problem, but we need to understand the problem before we can solve it.
I think the fact that we are the richest country in the history of civilization, the fact that we are a land of plenty, makes people think that, well, you know what, it's there if you want to just go get it. But that's not necessarily the case, is it, Jan?
No, and that's exactly the point. Look, we've all seen images on TV of children starving to death in other parts of the world. That doesn't happen in America, thankfully. But that doesn't mean we don't have food insecurity and that it's not a serious problem. And it could be a few days a month. It could be that a family has enough to eat, except maybe when the benefits run out the last few days. Or maybe mom doesn't get enough hours at her job a particular week, so she can't afford groceries, or there's a financial emergency. It could mean that you don't have access to healthy food in your community. You know, food deserts, areas where the only food that's available in walking distance or close to your home is kind of calorie dense, really bad processed food that can lead to health problems. So when we're talking about the MAHA agenda and making America healthy again, a key part of that is access to healthy food for everybody. And but we don't have that in Louisiana. We don't have that everywhere in America. And again, we can solve this problem if we set our mind to it.
And as you say that, somebody texted in and said, Louisiana seems we have a child obesity problem versus lack of food problem for our youth. And I think what they you got to be careful when you assume things there, because you know what happens. And actually, what they're doing is they're kind of the argument's collapsed.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Collapsing on itself because of what you just said. You can be obese and still be malnourished. People don't realize that.
Absolutely. Yeah, because we know that a lot of the calories that we take in, and we all take in these calories sometimes, are bad for us. And we also know that when people have periods when they don't have enough to eat, they'll often overcompensate and eat way too much when food is available. So it can create really unhealthy habits around food, and that's what can cause lead to obesity. And then we also talk about the mental health issues. But then even if you don't care that much about hunger, just from a pure dollars and cents standpoint, we also know that it leads to higher healthcare costs in the long term. So if we don't make sure that families have enough food on the table every day, every week, we're going to be paying for that decision down the line when there's more hypertension, there's more mental health issues, more health problems in general.
I would change that from the macro to the micro level of, and some people don't have a choice, but if you have the choice and you decide not to go to the store and all you have in the house is a box of Little Debbie Swiss cake rolls. So you decide to eat that box of Swiss cake rolls. You have taken in God knows how much sugar that's going to be converted immediately to fat. It's not going to nourish you. It might make your waistline a little bit thicker, but you're still going to need protein and you're still going to need healthy food. I'll just try to make that relatable to people in their own life. The difference is, in this case, people don't have a choice. We'll pick it up. We come back with Jan Moeller, Executive Director of Invest in Louisiana. We'll drill down on what it looks like in Louisiana food insecurity. 721 traffic now, WWL. 726, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Jan Moeller about food insecurity after they decided to cancel a survey around the nation to see what the needs are when it comes to food security, I guess. And again, you know, maybe with inflation, the numbers are not going to look so good, or food insecurity is going to go up. But just not asking, that's not going to solve anything. That's not going to make people less hungry. Somebody texted in and said, and I just want to address this. Why aren't any of the starving kids from other countries we see images of obese then? And I, that's not the big picture here, but I just want to address that in case people are thinking of it. And that's because they don't even have access to the high sugar content foods. But that's not the point. Let's talk about food insecurity in Louisiana, Jan. And does it vary north, south, east, west?
Well, the latest numbers we have is that it's obviously correlated to poverty. Poverty is closely tied to food insecurity. The latest numbers we have from Feeding Louisiana, which comes from these USDA numbers, is about almost 900,000 people in Louisiana are food insecure, and that includes 250,000 children in Louisiana. And that's the problem we really need to solve. Children should always have enough healthy food to eat because it's so critical at that stage of life. It's more common in rural areas than in urban areas. It's more common among minority populations than white populations, but it exists in every single community. We know that a lot of Louisianans are living hand to mouth. We talk a lot about the ALICE population. Asset limited, income constrained, and employed. People who are working, who are at below the poverty line or maybe just above the poverty line, but they're one financial emergency away from just being destitute. And that's often who experiences food insecurity. And again, this is not necessarily being hungry every day, but it may be just a few days a month or a week out of the month or once in a while, but that still can have long-term repercussions on people's health and their mental health.
To put a face on this, Jan, I would say if you take a state highway, not the interstate, but if you take a state highway and you see, I'm not being judgmental here, but you see a ramshackle house with some broken down cars, a couple of dogs hanging around, the person may not be of means, and maybe they own 30 acres. I don't know, but you don't know. And I'm just saying that in this land of plenty, you can't have it both ways. You can't say that America's the richest, most successful country, but Louisiana's the poorest state in the country, or one of the poorest states in the country. And if that's the case, then you can't ignore the fact that 250,000 kids are food insecure. If you care about kids and you care about education, then you can't not care about that because the two are linked.
That's exactly right. And again, this is not, you know, we can have a debate about the best way to solve this, but it starts with information. And I think that's one of the really disappointing things about this. You know, the federal government does a great job of putting out a lot of valuable information that we take for granted. And a lot of that information is now threatened with going away. And that's going to hurt all of us, not just people who experience food insecurity, but everybody who relies on this data to make decisions.
So I was going to ask you that. With lack of this data, absent this report, what happens then?
Well, we don't know. We know that they're going to put out the 2024 numbers. So this data is always a little bit old. And so that's going to come out in October. But according to the Trump administration, that's the last time we'll see it. So hopefully somebody in the private sector will step up and try to do this job so that we can still have this information.
Final thought for people that can't comprehend food insecurity, for people that do have food insecurity?
This is a real problem in every community in Louisiana, and it is a problem that we can solve, but it starts with information.
The only thought I'd leave you with, Jan, thank you. The only thought I'll leave the audience with is imagine when you haven't been to the store, you got nothing in the house to eat, but either crap that you don't want to eat or nothing, and then you got to go to the store. But in this case, these people don't have a choice because they are just food insecure. Thank you. We'll take a break, come back, talk about a dust-up between UnitedHealthcare and LCMC and what that could mean for their patients. Right now, it's time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Ian Ozan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.